Welcome to Edward Willett's World of Science for October the 14th, 2009. For more science columns, visit my website at edwardwillett.com. That's edwardwillett.com. And look for my latest science fiction novel, Terra Insegura, published by Daw Books. This week's science call-up, Scientists on the Scent of Odor Prints. You smell. No, I'm not being insulting. I smell too. So does everyone else. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, human noses are not particularly sensitive, and so we only notice one another's smells under certain circumstances, which we are all familiar with, and I am therefore spared from having to enumerate. But to those of the more advanced olfactory persuasion, yeah, I'm looking at you, Rover. Not only do we smell, we each have a very particular smell, an odor print, if you will, that distinguishes us from the crowd just like our fingerprints do. There are a lot of researchers sniffing around the topic of odor prints right now, as Ivan Amato points out in a lengthy article in the October 12th issue of Chemical and Engineering News. Down at Florida International University, for instance, Kenneth G. Furton is trying to establish a scientific basis for dogs' well-known ability to tell one person from another by smell. For more than 2,000 years, this ability has been used in fighting crime. There's an account from the reign of King Pyrrhus, 300 to 272 BC, of two soldiers confessing to the murder of a slave after the slave's dog later flew at them in a snarling rage. Today, in Europe in particular, but also in North America, law enforcement officials sometimes create a scent lineup, putting a swab containing a criminal scent from a crime scene in with a series of decoy scents, then watching to see if a dog previously presented with a pad swiped on a suspect pays the crime scene sample special attention. Not surprisingly, courts are reluctant to take the dog's word, or snuffle, for it, and so are seeking scientific validation of this ability. In one study funded by the Netherlands National Police Agency, Furton swabbed the hands of 60 different people with specially cleaned pads, placed the pads inside glass vials, and then collected and analyzed the volatile compounds they emitted. In all, 63 compounds were identified, a mix of acids, alcohols, aldehydes, hydrocarbons, esters, ketones, and nitrogenous compounds, as Amato writes. And sure enough, pattern recognition could be used to identify individuals from the specific mix of those compounds. If you could reliably identify individuals by scent using artificial sniffers, the uses would go far beyond scent lineups. For instance, you could collect odor prints from individuals in airports and train stations and match them to a database of odor prints from known or suspected terrorists. It's already been tried after a fashion. The Stasi, the notorious East German secret police, used to collect odor samples from things like specially designed seat cushions with the idea of using those odors to identify and track specific people using sniffer dogs. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency in the U.S. has already spent tens of millions of dollars on a program to create an artificial version of the canine nose with something like this in mind. Of course, there's an obvious challenge. Our smells, or at least our obvious ones, aren't constant. Dietary changes affect the odor of breath and urine. So can prescription drugs. And then, of course, there are shampoos, perfumes, and lotions. Much of the work on odor prints, then, is focused on finding the chemical emissions that never change, which animals are adept at reacting to. There's reason to believe these individual-specific odors might arise from the genes and cell surface proteins of the immune system's major histocompatibility complex, but after years of searching, researchers haven't identified them yet. Even if we never figure out how to identify odor prints, the research along the way is paying off. The volatile chemicals given off in breath and by skin may offer new ways to diagnose diabetes, skin and lung cancer, and more. And since stress associated with lying has a physiological effect, might it be possible to literally sniff out liars in, for example, an airport security lineup? But how do you tell if the stressed-out person is a terrorist planning to blow something up, or simply one of the many white-knuckle flyers who's always stressed before getting on an airplane? So while there are a lot of things we might be able to do if we can identify human odor prints reliably, we're not there yet. When will we be? Alas, at the moment, no one, knows. That's it for this week's Willett's World of Science. I'll be back next week with another science column. In the meantime, you can read my science columns at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com. And look for my science fiction novel, Terra Insegura, sequel to last year's Aurora Award-winning Mars Seguro, published by Daw Books and available now. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next time.